This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to former President of Mauritius, Sir Anirudh Jagannath, and former Prime Minister of Mauritius, Sir Sivasagar Ramgulam, at Sir Sivasagar Ramgulam Botanical Garden in Parampil, Mooses today. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi recalled the enduring legacies of the two leaders in the progress of Mauritius and their role in building a robust foundation for India-Mauritius ties. Prime Minister Modi reached Mauritius this morning on a two-day visit to the island nation. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
On the first day of his visit to Mauritius, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today went to the Sir Sivasagar Ramgulam Botanical Garden and paid tribute to first Prime Minister of Mauritius, Sir Sivasagar Ramgulam, and also former President and Prime Minister of Mauritius, Sir Anirudh Jagannath. Mr. Modi also planted a sapling in this complex. Over the next 2 days, Prime Minister will take part in various programs. Today, Shri Modi met President of Mauritius, Dharambir Gokul. The Prime Minister will address a community event in Mauritius today evening. After this, Prime Minister Mr. Modi will meet Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chand Ramgulam. On the second day of his Mauritius visit tomorrow, the Prime Minister will attend the Mauritius National Day celebrations as the chief guest. Several pacts in areas of maritime security, capacity building and trade are likely to be signed during the trip. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Mauritius.
President Draupadi Murmu has said that doctors and researchers have a big role to play in ensuring a healthy society. Addressing the first convocation of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, at Bhatinda today, the President appealed to AIIMS doctors to conduct research in consultation with agricultural and environmental experts to raise awareness about adopting a healthy lifestyle and better farming methods. The President said that people should be made aware of the physical and mental harm caused by drug addiction.
नशाखोरी की आदत न केवल व्यक्ति और परिवार समाज बल्कि देश और अर्थव्यवस्था को भी हानि पहुंचाती। इस व्यसन से लोगों को मुक्त कराना में चिकित्सकों की महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका है उन्हें उचित परामर्श और उपचार उपलब्ध कराया जाना चाहिए नशों की लत से होने वाले शारीरिक और मानसिक नुकसान के बारे में उन्हें जागरूक करना चाहिए
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Northeast students will not have to leave their region for work and they will get employment opportunities there itself. Mr. Shah said this while addressing the students from the Northeast at Youth Parliament organized by Students Experience in Interstate Living in New Delhi today. In his address, Mr. Shah underscored that by 2027, the capitals of all the states in the Northeast will be connected by train, air and road. Mr. Shah also mentioned that India largest rail-cum-road bridge has been constructed over the Brahmaputra River. He said that a rail line is also being built between Assam and Bhutan. The union government will open daycare cancer centres in every district of the country within the next 3 years. Replying to a supplementary in the Rajya Sabha today, Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda said 200 daycare cancer centres will be opened in 2025-26. The government today banned two terror outfits, Awami Action Committee, AAC, and Jammu and Kashmir Ittihadul Muslimin, JKIM. Both groups have been declared as unlawful association by the Ministry of Home Affairs under Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. Notifications issued by the ministry said AAC and JKIM are indulging in unlawful activities which are prejudicial to the integrity, sovereignty and security of the country. In Pakistan, at least 6 military personnel were killed and over 450 passengers of Peshawar Quetta Jaffar Express have been taken hostage after the train came under attack from militants in Balochistan's Mach area today. Media reports quoted a spokesperson for the Balochistan government, Shahid Rind, saying that the train, which was travelling from Quetta in Balochistan province to Peshawar in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, came under heavy fire during the assault leading to its derailment. India's first ever World Para-Athletics Grand Prix began at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi today. The three-day event will feature over 90 competitions, bringing together top para-athletes from across the globe. And that is the end of this news bulletin.